So my Halloween memory actually happened in 1993. I was in fifth grade. I was 11 years old when this happened. And I believe to date, this was the only Halloween that it actually rained. And all the times that I went out trick-or-treating, and I think even after I stopped going trick-or-treating as an adult, this was the only Halloween that had ever rained. And it was very unpleasant, to say the least. We didn't have a huge neighborhood, but, you know, it still was kind of crappy to go out trick-or-treating in the rain, but actually it made it nice and eerie, especially when the, you know, street lights came on, because we went out at night, and we went with, it was me and my brother, and our one friend who lived up the street, and his brother, but his brother kind of gave up about, you know, about halfway, because he was younger, so we were out trick-or-treating. We were on this one street, and this guy's house, you could see it on his garage. There was what looked like a silhouette of like a horror movie going on. It was really strange. It looked like Barbie dolls. And I can't quite remember the exact image, but it looked like they were, I don't know. I keep thinking they were ice skating or something, or they were, but they were moving. And it was on the garage door, and it was really strange. And there were smoke machines. So the smoke was actually going across the front of the garage. And, so we went up the sidewalk to this house, and it was on the street that was actually in front of mine. And so as soon as we walked up, we could hear the beginning of the Ghostbusters theme playing as we walked up. And I'm wondering if he had it cued so that way whenever somebody was coming, or if he just had random music playing. I don't know how it worked out. I just remember that the Ghostbusters theme was playing. It was starting up as we were walking up the sidewalk. So we opened, so we knock on the door or ring bell, whatever. I think we rang the bell. And the theme just comes on full tilt, and the door opens, and there's like a strobe light behind the guy, and he's standing at the door, and he's moving behind the strobe light, and the strobe light is just making it look really slow, and he's wearing a race dance mask from the animated Ghostbusters. So it wasn't even like Dan Aykroyd, it was like a mask from the cartoon, and he was standing at the door holding this bucket, and he's moving really slow, like he's dancing to the music. And it was just really, really bizarre, but it was so funny, and the music, you know, blasting. It was probably the best house we went to for trick-or-treating that year, and never forget it. I haven't forgotten it all these years. Obviously, I just don't remember what happened, what the display was on the garage, but this guy went all out for Halloween, and I went trick-or-treating a few more years after that, and I don't remember them ever doing anything quite as exciting, but that one very magical year, the strobe lights and the smoke machine and the music, just very memorable. Loved the idea that this guy went completely all out for Halloween.